Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Blog Talk Radio. Divine Connection. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank God again and Happy New Year. Praise be unto the Most High God. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, His name shall be praised. As we enter into His gates with thanksgiving, help us to have an attitude of gratitude to glorify His holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. As we come before You today, God, Father, I thank You that it is Your will that we walk in complete hope, completeness, soundness, and wholeness, a perfect wholeness in our spirit, soul, body. Jesus Christ, Your Son, and now my Lord and Savior, paid the price in full at Calvary Cross for our health and well-being. We refuse to be robbed of the provisions any longer in Jesus' name. We take authority over everything that comes to destroy our health, our families, our marriages, relationships, ministries, whatever it may be, even businesses. The alien forces of wrong thoughts, oppression, depression, torment, fear, affliction, infirmity, sickness, and disease cannot reside in us because we live in You. In You we live and move and have our beings. Lord Jesus, we thank You, glory to God, for the person of the Holy Spirit that resides within. With the authority You have invested in us, we command every alien force, every foul and unclean spirit, every satanic and foul spirit of the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, as You said in John 10:10, that's His MO, but You came to give us life and life more abundantly. Glory to God. And we stand, glory to God, on Your word and the resurrection power, glory to God, that You have given us. In the name of Jesus, today we receive an exchange of Your strength for our weakness, Your joy for our sadness, Your pleasure and delight for our sorrow and heaviness, Your hope for our despair, Your peace and for our torment, Your prosperity of spirit, body, mind, finances, and relationship for any lack we have experienced. Your ability for our inability, Your acceptance for our rejection, Your obedience for our rebellion, Your encouragement for our discouragement, Your soundness for our brokenness. God, we thank you in Your word that You came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. As we're willing, glory to God, to take on what Your report says and the report of the Lord, glory to God, we choose to believe for those that have the faith in Jesus Christ. Your comfort for our pain, Your courage, glory to God, glory to our Lord, for our fear and timidity. I command, we command our muscles, tissues, cells, and blood to come in alignment with Your resurrection life, Jesus Christ. Thank You for fully aligning our spirits, body, and mind, and every other area of our life with Your perfect soundness provided for us through Your Son, Your shedded blood. Glory to God of Your Son, Jesus, at Calvary, through daily doses of Your word and meditate upon Your promise. Lord, we will take in divine health and walk in divine health in Jesus' name, because in You we live and move and have our being. If You be for us, who can be against us? God, we thank You, glory to God, for Your loving kindness, Your mercy, Your grace. Thank You, Lord God, for the promises of the Lord that added riches, making no sorrow. God, help us, glory to God, to stand fast and hold fast to Your promise. And remember what You said in Philippians, third chapter, that says, now as though I have already obtained, as Paul said, either were already perfect, but follow after, if that I may apprehend, that which was also I have apprehended of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to be apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press. Know that we need to press. Know that we need to, glory to God, press, not stress. Help us, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, to let go. Help us to let us therefore as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. As we come in your presence tonight, glorifying, magnifying, uplifting your name, God, we thank you for all your great and mighty acts. God, we welcome you into this vessel. Welcome into this broken vessel. Glory to God, we exalt you. We love you. We adore you. We magnify. How excellent is thy name. Thank you that you are very present help in the time of trouble. We thank you that you are a refuge, that you are the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the More Than Enough God, the All Glory to God, the Sufficient One. God, we thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah's alone, our God of peace. You will give us that peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast in thee, according to your word in Philippians 4. God, we thank you, Lord God. You are so marvelous, so wonderful. Help us to have the mind of Christ. In order to have that, we got to be transformed. Glory to God with your word daily. In the name of you, thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that teaches, leads, and guides. He comforts. Thank you, Lord God, as you're teaching us to not grieve him and override him, but to submit ourselves to your will in the name of Jesus. In order to have that authority to walk in the power and the anointed, we got to submit to your will. We can't do it part-time. We can't be a part-time lover of God. Oh, God, you told us to pick up our cross and follow you, glory to God. Deny ourselves. God, help us, glory to God, that have that hunger and that thirst for righteousness and holiness and your word, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Putting you first in everything. Trusting you with all our heart and glory to God, mind, soul, and body. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We got to love you with all our mind, soul, and body and our spirit in the name of Jesus. But God, you said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. We can't do that without having your word. You said, man, shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. God, we have to do, glory to God, your will, submit to your will, commit to it, glory to God, to see the promises of the Lord manifest and to see the anointing that comes forth to destroy yoke so we can take authority to bind up sickness, to bind up confusion, to bind up chaos, to bind up lying, to bind up, glory to God, the things that the enemy comes to rob and steal and kill and destroy ministry, marriages and relationships, glory to God, businesses or whatever he may come, glory to God, even those little evil thoughts that he put in. We have to have the armor on and have it on, glory to God, with the word and walking in obedience, glory to God, to put the enemy to flight. Oh, God, we got to make sure that helmet is, glory to God, fitly tight on our head so we don't have all kinds of thoughts running everywhere. Glory to God, you said every imagination that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. We're to bring it down in captivity, glory to God, and bring it into, glory to God, obedience, glory to God, to your word. The same as you said, glory to God, in Peter, humble ourselves. We have to do it, because if you humble us, we're going to suffer many other things of the enemy already in his MO came to steal, kill, and destroy. We give him more place if we humble ourselves and let you do the exalting. Not to lean to the left or the right. Hallelujah. Lay aside every sin and every way. God, there's a work to be done. We're praying for more warriors out there. More glory to God. How many workmen's in the vineyard? Because glory to God, the laborers are few, and the glory to God, and the harvest is so plentiful. So we can be able to take authority over the sickness, glory to God, of cancer, and sickness, glory to God, sugar diabetes, and heart trouble, glory to God, and kidney failures, and lungs, and respiratory problems, and things going on with arthritis, and things that are crippling the bones, and all kinds of things that come with dementia, and everything that comes, glory to God, with confusion, and glory to God, every mental, glory to God, spirit of the enemy, every physical ailment, God, we have the power and the authority to put the enemy to flight, to cast out foul spirits that have people, glory to God, doing hideous crimes and, glory to God, killing and murdering, glory to God, and lying and defamation of character and anything he can plot and plan to do in betrayal or to destroy, glory to God, lives he's doing. Glory to God, stealing the homes and stealing their livelihoods and their jobs and glory to God and all kinds of things that God, you gave us some power to put some, we won't be able to put everything to flight, glory to God, but the power that you've given us to do so and to be on our post, help us, glory to God, to be in place, to be like Nehemiah on that wall.
I'm not coming down. I'm not going to let Sanballa and whatever else and whoever else torture, glory to God, and manipulate, glory to God, and lie, and glory to God, conjure up things, glory to God, ostracize and criticize to keep me, glory to God, from doing with us. God, we got to get fortified in your word. Hallelujah, we want to do a great work, and some people are caught up in covenant, somebody else's gift or covenant, this, that, and the other, that, glory to God, they are not waiting on God to take them, glory to God, and give them the answers that is needed, glory to God, waiting on the Lord and being of good courage. Anxiousness will get us in trouble. Anxiousness can cause us, glory to God, hallelujah, to lose out even on, glory to God, our salvation. Can also, Lord, lose out on the things that God planned for us, or it be delays or denials, glory to God, because of disobedient rebellion and stubbornness. Can't wait. God, we're praying like never before that the believers get on their post and stay on their post and not be swayed by the pain and the agony, because there are things that the enemy is using and tools and devices. But God, you said you're not have us, and you're not Satan devices. Hallelujah, so we can accomplish the mission. That's why you gave us the word and the Holy Spirit. That's why, glory to God, the comfort is there, the teacher leading God, to send that alarm off, just the same as that GPS, glory to God, when you're turning off on the wrong road or you miss, glory to God, your exit, glory to God, and it reroutes you. Lord, help us, glory to God, to let him do it and not grumble and mumble, glory to God, so we can get the mission accomplished. Because anytime we get our lines all tied up with a lot of voices on the line, we're going to miss the voice of God. We're going to, glory to God, know even when he's using a confirmation, glory to God, we won't know because we're so busy listening to this voice and that voice. We can't get the work of the kingdom done and different deliverance taking place for people's lives, and we can't even get our own life delivered. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm praying for the body like never before, because if we get tuned in, all glory to God, we can do some things in the world. We will be a force to be reckoned with. We'll be a blessing to help our brother and sister, praying and interceding, glory to God. And then when we touch the ground, we'll be in a spirit, you know, your spirit will bear witness of my spirit, glory to God, because it will be the spirit of the Lord. We'll be on one accord. Oh, there are many voices out there that don't want you to hear the voice of God, don't want us, glory to God, to be on one accord, don't want us, glory to God, hallelujah, be, glory to God, in a place where we can bring increase and multiply. All he wants is, glory to God, hallelujah, to cause us, glory to God, to be divided and reduce us to the lowest terms. God, help us to know your voice like never before. In the name of Jesus, we got to be trustworthy, that you can trust us. And then we get to tune in with you, then we can know, glory to God, who to trust. He said, how can two walk together unless they agree? You already told us that if any two stand together, glory to God, how, glory to God, you'll move in the midst. One can chase 1,000, two could put 10,000 fires to flight. That's why the devil don't want us on one accord, because he know we'll be a force to be reckoned with, because just like you are one with the Father, we're to be one with you and one with one another. So in that case, glory to God, we need each other, many members in one body, hallelujah, operating, glory to God, different functions to get their work done, just like this body, glory to God, has to be functioning together to get to the next step or wherever we got to go to make, glory to God, our destination. God, I'm praying like never before, an awakening for the sleeping giant, so we can call our children out of darkness into the marvelous light. Oh, many, glory to God, need to, but we know there's a target, glory to God, against these youth these days, glory, how the enemy is slaughtering them and causing them to be in confusion and causing them to hurting one another and hurting other people and robbing and killing and stealing and on drugs and alcohol, glory to God, and out there, glory to God, in all manner of things, hurt and disappointed, suicide, all drug trafficking, glory to God, all glory to human trafficking, luring them off, glory to God, in the internet, in the chat room. You don't know what you're chatting with. You don't know what you're chatting with. Glory to God, an old coon sitting up there playing with himself. Glory to God, nobody making a picture up and make it look like so luring. Some, glory to God, and them attack, so patient, they'll wait. Some anxious, glory to God, want to hurry up from one to the next. Other ones sitting back there, glory to God, hallelujah, just luring in, just glory to God, doing everything and saying everything. If it takes months or years, glory to God, to bring you down, glory to God, to destroy you. Oh, but some people, oh, because it's been so long, you don't even know who it is you're talking to. Oh, glory to God, we got so many destructive vices out there trying to destroy them. God, we pray against rebellion and stubbornness and hard-headedness, glory to God. And I think I know a better way, because now you're talking to your friend or who you think is a friend or this, that, and the other. Got all kind of other voices in their ears and go out rebelling against their parents and rebelling against their guardians, rebelling against those that are in authority. We bite that, bind that up, rebuke and curse and cancel that work. God, bring exposure. Reveal. Reveal. house detail. God put people in that path. If they don't have parents, glory to God, that have that concern, glory to God, put some people in that path. Send a word, glory to God. That's why we got to be on one accord, so we might be the one to bring the word. We might be the one to encourage. We might be one, glory to God, and turn their whole life around. God, even for parents that are trying and still got rebellious children, help those parents to be stand fast on the word of God as they're saved. And even if they're not, help them, glory to God, to do all they know to do to still stand in the gap, glory to God. But that extra helper that we have, the Holy Spirit, some of us not even letting him do his job to help us to be strong. We're getting aggravated and agitated and responding just like this. Or the enemy wants you fussing and causing confusion all glory to God in the house so you can be in the three-ring circus so the enemy can turn back around and say, see, glory to God, that's why they can't find nothing in their safe haven at home so we can go out there and feel that lion, that sickness spirit can draw them even closer. God awaken the body of Christ. Oh, we got a work to do. It don't have to be hard. It don't have to be grievous because you say your commandments are not grievous. Oh, God, but you got to listen to the Holy Spirit. We got to listen so you'll give us the strategy how to go in and how to come out. Oh, God, that word that even came from the prophet last night, Nehemiah on that wall, hearing from the Lord, praying and fasting, seeking the face of God, even before going to see the king. Oh, we got to seek glory to God, the Lord, and find out what he said. What is his strategy? What we need to do? And even while we're seeking him, he'll show us some things about our own selves, what we need to do to get rooted and grounded in him, glory to God, so we can be effective and not an infection. God, we are praying like never before, regardless of opposition, if we stand on the promises of the Lord. Stand on his word. He got a way of working things out for the good, not on our time and not the way we think it ought to be, but he will do it. And his own glory to time, not through our tears and not through our feelings and our emotions. And we can't manipulate God's hand. Ah, who can counsel him? Help us to rest and settle down and listen to the voice of God. Pray ye one for another, because we need strength from one another, glory to God. Even glory to God with the military, glory to God, they need that reinforcement. The police need reinforcement. How much more we are, we stand on the majority, what's on the inside, but he still say here that glory to God, pray ye one for another. Pray without ceasing. Glory to God. Strong bear the infirmities of the weak. Glory to God. And while I might be strong in some things, glory to God, to pray for the next person. And then it may turn back on and flip. It may be something else. Glory, I'm going through a week, and they can strengthen me in that thing. God, help us to never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, but esteem others more highly. It's so much always to pray. But we take authority over this sickness and disease, glory to God, and this foul spirit of corona coming in different phases in the name of still a spirit of darkness from the enemy. But God, the body of Christ got to get in line so we can have the power to put them in place to make sure we're in place so we are not entrapped and snared and caught up, glory to God, with the things of the world because we were out of place. We are praying like never before, God, your mercy, your grace, and we are praying, glory to God, for a cleansing of the land. Oh, God, for the cleansing of our hearts as well so we can be one to stand that light even greater. In the name of Jesus, God, forgive us for every shortcoming, every offense against your word, in the name of Jesus. And God, help us to forgive and to let those things go of the past, looking for our future, only looking back for a testimony in the rearview mirror. That's why that big old windshield out there, like you said, for to look at our future, where we're going, so we won't be looking back and crashing, trying to drive going forward. The blood of Jesus. God, we pray for our destiny, glory to God, that we'll reach and accomplish all that you want us to accomplish. Bind up the death demon, untimely death, sickness and disease, foul spirits, glory to God, of confusion and chaos, all worry and anxiety attacks, everything, glory to God, and all these, glory to God, ailments and whatever, praying, healing, and deliverance, rebuking it, every foul and unclean spirit of the enemy that comes, glory to God, to destroy even the financial crisis. God, we are praying you will heal our finances. You will heal, glory to God. You said, seek first the kingdom of God and all his rights. Everything else is going to be added. Not only needs, but when we delight in you, you give us the desires of our heart. When we walk up right before you give us, glory to God, you hold no good thing. And many times you answer before we call, but we got to be in place with these blessings, glory to God, the dynamic blessings that they have, because you reign on the just as the world is under. But we got an inside track of the phenomenal things that you have laid up for us, glory to God, here in the earth realm. God, forgive us and help us, God, to really, glory to God, stop looking at somebody, stop complaining. Watch what come out of our mouth. We snare with our own words, saying we're walking in forgiveness, but we still, glory to God, saying things that are contrary to your will. God, when we're healed, we're free. And no matter what nobody else is doing or saying, we're, glory to God, can be able to hear your voice and walk accordingly. So you say it out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What are we speaking? What are we snared by? Put a watch over your mouth, because the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. We're going to have to give an account, because we can say all what we want with one another, but you look on the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance. You know what's coming out of our mouth, and you know your heart is deceitfully wicked, says the Lord. Glory to God. And even with that tongue, who can change it but God? But we got to be willing to submit and say, thy will be done. You take over, God. You have your way, and I'm going to keep a spirit of repentance and conviction that nevertheless, God, your will be done. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray and loose the enemy from his assignment. Send him back to the dry place where he came. Loose the Holy Spirit. Have that on way as we commit to your will. Help us daily as we walk this journey. God, we pray for Pastor Burton. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing him, bringing him through. God, we hopefully get a chance to talk to him tomorrow, but we're just believing, God, for that divine healing for her and for that family and friends and our church family. Pray for all of those that are going through. Pray for Pastor Bird tonight, God, to strengthen her body, and we're leaving you for divine touch over that that vertigo got to go. He can't stay there in that prop, and how God blessed and brought a dynamic word through her. That said, the spirit is willing. Glory to God. Flesh may be weak, but you know how to heal that. Glory to God, because you already sent your word. It's the thief that's trying to rob and keep us from it. So we thank you for touching all of our bodies and all the prayer warriors. Touch their minds, touch their bodies, heal, deliver, encourage, even in their families, and touch even in their finances and increase. God bless those that are listening as well. We love you today. We appreciate you. We adore you. I know it might be, glory to God, a little full, but in the meantime, you told us to pray without ceasing and to pray. It's not no competition. It's all the anointing as we flow. And as we go, I give space to all of those, glory to God, that you put in place to pray, that you will pray, glory to God, as we come subject one to another. God, and I will be done. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And God, I glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. God, there is none like thee, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise God, praise God. We're going to ask glory to God, Pastor Bird, then Brother Black, Mother McCormick, Evangelist Mother Willette. I'm trying to see if I see Mother Alexander. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Arriba. Sorene ko raba. Leando rabo shite. Sia amama ko raba. Lere bo sha. Oh, Lord, I skipped her. She was even on early. I didn't have it sorted. Now, let me go back over this again. Pastor Bird. Another shift. Pastor Bird, prophetess, brother. I thought I just saw Brother Black's name. My number. Devil leaves my machine alone. Yeah. Pastor Bird, Minister Black, Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, and Mother Evangelist, Mother Willette, and also Pastor Sims. Okay, so the line is open now. Oh, no, getting ready to be open. I got to roll back down. Over to God, get Pastor Bird, just in case you do have to fill the line. The line is open for her. Then it'd be Brother Black. Okay, in that order.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Father, we honor you. We give you glory, and we give you thanks. We thank you for this beautiful and wonderful day, God, that you have made. We thank you, God, for choosing us in yourself before the foundation of the world. God, we ask that you forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sins, sins of omission and commission. We ask now, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we approach your throne of grace, we believe that whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, that it shall be done. So, Father God, we just thanking you for our lives today. We thank you for keeping us, for watching over us. We thank you, Father, for leading and guiding us where you wanted us to go today. We thank you, Father God, for good health and a sound mind. We thank you that that mind that be in Christ Jesus also reside in us. We come against Alzheimer's or forgetfulness or any other thing, God, that tries to attack these our mind, trying to get us off track, trying to get us, God, to dibble and dab and other things. So we thank you now, Father. And, God, we do pray, and we lift up all the families, God, who have been under attack with this coronavirus. We are asking in the name of Jesus that you move according to your will in this situation, Father. We're praying that you give us wisdom because, God, every day is something different. Somebody is saying this over here and somebody is saying something else. But, God, we know that you are the truth, dear God. So help us regardless of what we hear or what we think, dear God. Help us just to stand on the word of God and trust you, God, like never before. Because you are the one that holds the life and death in your hands, Father. So we do. We lift up all the believers now. We pray that you keep them safe. We pray in the name of Jesus that you give them wisdom. Show them the right thing to do, Father God. And help us all just to stand on your word, regardless of what it looked like or what we hear or what we think, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And just not keeping us safe from the virus, but God, I come against every sickness and disease now in Jesus' name. For we are your children, God, and we are called by your name. So for the believers, I come against diabetes, heart disease, kidney, liver, lung disease. I come against colon disease, glaucoma, and everything, God, that go on with the eye. I call them to be healed, whole, and healthy in these last days, God, so that they can pray like never before, so that they can stand in the gap for those, Father God, that don't know you, so that they can preach and teach the word of God in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you even for the remnant. I thank you for those few, God, that you've set aside in these last days, God, that will not come down, that they will know who they are in you, dear God. I ask in the precious name of Jesus that you keep them healed and whole now in Jesus' name. I pray for the United States of America, God. I pray in Jesus' name, God, that we will come back to our first love, who is Jesus Christ. But this nation, God, was founded on some principles of Jesus Christ. And God, we have left those principles and we've done everything we can, God, hallelujah, to stay separated from you. But God, I come against racism. I come against things that is not equality, God. I come against everything that come against your people. I say, Father God, that we will be the people that will lead the nations to do the right thing. So, Father, have your way with the leaders of this country, Father God. Help them to keep their eyes and focus on you. Help them, God, to seek you like never before in the name of Jesus so that they will rightly know how to lead this country and how to negotiate with other countries, God, in the name of Jesus. We need you, God. We need you. We need your directions. So, Father God, I do lift up those that's in charge so that we can live a prosperous life in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we do thank you for the children. We thank you for the children as they are planning to go back to school. God, there are many teachers that won't go back. There's confusion and chaos everywhere. But in the midst of it all, God, we call forth your direction, Father God. We are praying in Jesus' name. God, give the parents wisdom. Show them how to go in and how to go out. God, if the kids need to wear masks, help them not to be afraid, Father God, to put those masks on. Tell them to wash their hands. Tell them to be careful, dear God, in the midst of everything that's going on. God, we are praying for truth in the midst of everything that's going on now. We know that you got a cure, God, and you got a cure for everything. So we're believing that as the children go back to school, God, that they will not be attacked by any sickness or diseases, God. In the name of Jesus, they will not be carriers, and they will not come back with something that they didn't take in. We're praying, Father God, for their minds. We're praying, God, that they have a new mindset. We're praying, Father God, that they know who they are in you most of all, dear God, in the precious name of Jesus. And we are thanking you now for the body of Christ, for the church, God, that we do pray without ceasing, that we lift up one another, dear God. We are praying that the word of God will go forth even into those nations, God, that don't know you in the name of Jesus. Because, God, we are waiting for your return, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. So have your way as we bless the missionaries and others that go forth into parts of the country that nobody's ever been. God, that they would go and share the gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. We pray that you keep them protected, God. We ask your covering over them in the midst of everything else that's going on, in Jesus' name. For this gospel will go forth, and it will be preached in every remote place, in Jesus' name. And God, we do lift up Israel to you. We lift up Jerusalem. We pray for the people there, Father God, for this gathering of the end time, that they'll come back to that holy land. But most of all, they would give their lives to you, Father God. As other countries rise up against them, we ask that you be that shield of protection around them in the name of Jesus. No weapons formed against them shall prosper in Jesus' name, for they are the head and not the tail, above only God and never beneath. So we ask that you continuously watch over them and keep them, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. So now, God, we ask that you just have your way. Move by your spirit, Father God. What you want done, let it be done. Help us to look to the hills from which cometh our help and know that our help cometh from you, knowing that we can do all things through you that strengthens us. So, Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for being with us this day. We thank you for using us this day. We thank you for your protection around us. We thank you that we are covered with the blood of Jesus. We bless you. We praise you. And we thank you for every prayer warrior now on this phone, God, that you keep and bless them. You bless their family. You bless their children and their children's children, all the way down to the 50th generation, God, that they would know who you are and that they would give their lives to you. So, God, we praise you. We honor you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I touch and agree with that prayer, God. We just thank you, Lord. Lord, you're the Lord of lords. You're the King of kings. You're the God of gods. You're the lifter up of our heads. You are our Redeemer. You are Elohim. You are Jehovah Tsidkenu. Hallelujah, our righteousness. You are Jehovah Imkadesh. Hallelujah, the one who sanctifies us. You're our healer. You are our breakthrough God. Hallelujah, you're our God in the time of trouble. You are our immediate, hallelujah, intercessor on our behalf. You are, hallelujah, our standby, our paraclete, our one who stand long beside us, Holy Spirit. You are our all in all. You are Elohim. Hallelujah. You're the great I am. You're the fortress. You're the terror of 10,000. My God. You're the wheel in the middle of the wheel. You're the rose of Sharon, and you're the lily of the valleys. You are our good shepherd. Oh, my God, you're the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega. We worship you. You deserve all the praise, glory, and honor, God. Hallelujah. We just lift up, hallelujah, yes, U.S., God, our judicial branch, legislative branch, executive branch, God. Lord, the ones that are in Congress and the Senate, God, I pray, Lord, that the ones that don't need to be there, God, Lord, remove them. Put them in a place where they need to be and bring the righteous in, God. Lord, that's governed by your laws and precepts and commands, God. That's governed by your word. That's filled with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Father God, Lord, for the military and armed forces, Lord, that they're doing what they're supposed to do, Lord, to watch over the United States of America, to watch over places overseas like Israel, God, because we're Israel partners, God. And we just thank you not only naturally, but spiritually first, God. And we just bless them right now, God. One by one, name by name, the entire continent. Lord, that, Lord, through you, that all of Israel be blessed, God, that your people are gathered together and that they are one, and we are one with them. And all together, we're one body, God. And we just bless you for that, God. We're honored to be a part of your body and not any other body, because all of the ground is sinking sand. Oh, my God, you are our strong tower. We run into your word. We pray. We have a secret place and a hiding place. We can praise you and worship you, and we're safe. Being a doer of your word and not a hearer only, God, we lift up the nations, Lord. One by one and name by name, every continent, every tribe, every kindred, God. Oh, Lord, every culture, every race, God. Lord, send ministers by to minister unto them, Lord, in their languages, God, and dialects. Bless our babies all over the face of the earth, God, knowing that you have them all. They're not even of the age of accountability. We know you have them. They're your babies, whoever they've been born from, God. And we thank you for that, God. And we thank you for our youth in colleges just graduating with bills and difficulties, not just financially, but every area of their life, the elementary, the grammar, the pre-K, the kindergarten, the high school, the middle schools, God. Lord, bless them, the private schools. Lord, and that the teaching be taught, Lord, about morals, God, and about righteousness instead of about sexual orientations, God, and gay and lesbianism. God, we just thank you, Lord, because we know what the enemy meant for evil. You have already turned it around for our good and your glory, because the enemy can only do so much until you say, stop, it's my turn. And we thank you. We are in a win-win situation, and we have been utterly submerged in your blood. Baptizo. We thank you for that, God. We thank you for our matriarchs and patriarchs all over the face of the earth, whether the home, hospitals, convalescent homes, God, nursing facilities, God, independent living places, God, home care centers, God. Lord, touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Revive, Lord. Revive their spirit, man. Give them a fresh anointing from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Give them a song of praise in their heart, God. Let them smile until you come back for them, God. the ones that paved the way, the ones that blessed your name, the ones that stood in the gap when nobody else wouldn't stand, the ones that said, yes, Lord, when everybody else said no, the unmovable, the unshaken, always abounding in your word body. God bless them, God. Lord, 1,000 generations. Bless their families. Oh, hallelujah, God. We just thank you, God, for all the leaders all over the face of the world, God. One by one and name, God. Like Jehu said, if you're with me, get on my side. If you're not, I got to get rid of you. Lord, that we be vessels of honor, that once, Lord, stand, Lord, up for righteousness. And the ones that are not, they're going to be used as a vessel of dishonor, God. And you wish no one should perish, but everybody would repent and come, be a part of your body, because you died for the world, for the whosoever that believeth in you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We stand in your word. We believe and trust on your word. We lean on your word and rely on your word, God. Thy word have we hidden in our hearts that we might not sin against you, God. Thank you for the leaders of this prayer line, God. Lord, how it's growing, God, how you're enlarging the territory. How the bloodstained banner is lifted up forever. Even the ones, Lord, that listens on the prayer line, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Fill them to overflowing, God. Let your Holy Ghost just bless them. Bless them, God. Let your presence just fall on them like a present that they have not room enough to receive, God. Oh, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise your holy name, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace, Lord God. Thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord God. Thank you for watching over us, Heavenly Father. Because, Lord, it's only you can do it, Lord. It's only you can keep us, Lord God. It's only you are the healer, the restorer. There is no other, Lord. And, Lord, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, pray for one another. You said, cast all our cares on you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we know you're a God that answers prayer. We know nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. So we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, standing on the promises, Lord, claiming victory through the storm, Heavenly Father. For, Lord, you are the God that heals. And nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. Nothing is too weighed down that you cannot pick up. None is too worn out that you cannot renew. We know you are a God that hear our cry, Lord God. And we know you said in the word, cast all our cares on you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we bring our sons and daughters before you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for keeping a hedge around them, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord God. Cover them under the blood of the Lamb. For, Lord, your promise, he said, you take care of the fatherless, Lord. Your promise, he said, you'll take care of the widows, Lord God. So, Lord, we believe in your word, Father God. And we know that you're not a man that you lie, Lord God, because your promises is real, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we're standing and claiming victory in our sons and daughters' life, victory in our grands and great-grands' life, Lord. We bind the works of the enemy that try to come against them. Right now, we bind it up, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord. Continue to strengthen the inner man in them, Lord God, that they will stand in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for brothers and sisters, Lord God. Those we know and those we don't know, we stand in the gap, Lord God. Thanking you, Heavenly Father, for being so merciful, Lord God. Thanking you, Heavenly Father, for making a way, Lord Jesus, because only you could do it, Father God. Only you open doors for them, Father God. And Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, help us to be faithful in your word, Lord God, and to stand strong on the promises, Lord, because your promises is real, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for taking away sickness from the midst of us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing in the body, Lord God, because, Father, no other healer is like you. There is no healer like you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, for healing families, Lord God, for healing, Lord God, because you are the healer, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way for them, Lord God, because, Lord, your promises tell us, Lord, cast all our cares on you. Your word said, Lord God, according to the promise in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Lord God, 7, your word tell us, Lord God, if we pray. Lord, your promises tell us, even if you send pestilence, whatever, if we pray, Lord, we have the authority to bring it down because your word is what we're standing on. And Lord, this pestilence in the world today, we're binding it in the name of Jesus. God, touch your people's heart that they will stand against it, Lord God. Stand against it in the name of Jesus and pray against this foul spirit that come to steal and destroy. Lord God, help us to be bold, Lord God, and stand against these diseases that come against your people, Lord. Because, Lord, your promise is said above all. You want us to be in good health, Lord God. You did not tell us that you come to bring death, Lord God. You tell us that you come and give us life, and life more abundantly. And, Lord God, we believe, Lord God. So we're standing in the name of Jesus and claiming our victory, Lord God, over this foul spirit of pestilence in the land, Lord God. We're binding it up and we're claiming victory over it, Lord God. Lord, your word said, ox, and you shall receive. Your word said, you'll not deny us no good thing, Lord God. And Lord, we believe, Heavenly Father. We believe if you said it, Father God, we believe it. And, Lord, we're standing on those promises. Oh, Father God, have mercy on our sisters and brothers out there, Lord God, that is in the cold, Lord God, and don't know where to go. But, Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, touch some of them mind that is just out there because of disobedience. Touch their mind, Lord God, and let them turn around, Lord God. And those that is out there because there's nowhere to go, Lord, send someone part across with Father God to let them know who you are, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for answering prayers, Lord, because we know you is a God that answers prayer, Heavenly Father. We know your word is true, Lord God, for it's in the name of Jesus we stand boldly, Lord, because, Lord, he paid a price. He paid a price for us, Lord God. Your word said, Father God, believe. You gave us power and authority here on earth to bind the works of the enemy. And Lord, we're binding up these diseases that attack your people, Lord God. We're binding it in the name of Jesus. We not accept it. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Father, you are the Lord that hear our cry. And nothing is too hard for you to do, Father God, because you tell us in your word. Cast all our cares on you. Lord, we thank you for who you are in our life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for watching over our children, for watching over our homes, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord God, because only you can keep us, Heavenly Father. No one else can, Lord God. But your word tell us, Lord God, cast every cares on you. Your word tell us, Lord God, that you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. You said, be strong and good courage. Lord, we receive your promises, and we believe it, Heavenly Father. Help us to walk in it, Lord God. Help us to know that you make no mistakes, Lord God. Help us to learn that to call on you, Lord. Call on you no matter what it looks like. Continue to call on the name of Jesus, 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 for you are the only way out. And Lord, there's so much going on today amongst our brothers and sisters, Lord. Lord, we know that you said if we pray. So, Lord, we believe, Lord God, prayer is the key. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for answering prayers, Lord. We thank you for making a way, Lord God, for each and every one of us here on the prayer line. Thank you for the head of the prayer line that you continue to keep us strong, Lord God. Strengthen every hearer, Lord. We bind up anything that come against us in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Father God, teach each and every one of us on the prayer line, Lord, that stand interceding for brothers and sisters, those we know and those we don't know. We still stand in praying for them, Lord God. Help us to continue to be bold soldiers, Lord God. Help us to continue to know that we know that your word stands, Father God. And Lord, you are the only way, Lord Jesus, because your promises never fail, Lord. You said, come boldly to the throne of grace. You did not tell us, come falling down. You said, come boldly. And that gives us a point ahead to know that whatever it is, it's nothing too hard for you to do for us. Help us to stay in your promises. Stay in the word. Do your will, Lord God, because you never deny us nothing good according to the word, Lord God. And we believe, Heavenly Father. We believe. It's a new year that you gave us, Father God. Help us to be more and more and stronger in the word of God, Father God. Help us, Father, to stand boldly and proclaim the victory that you gave us. For it's only in Jesus' name we stand, Lord God. And it's only in Jesus' name we can do all things, Lord God. Because we believe in your word, Heavenly Father. We believe in your word. Because there is none like you, Heavenly Father. There is none like you. You are the healer, Heavenly Father. You are the provider, Heavenly Father. You are the heart regulator, Heavenly Father. Nothing that you cannot do, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our sons and daughters wherever they are, Lord God. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, continue to keep a hedge around them, Lord. Because your promises we believe in, Lord God. And you said in your word, Lord God, you execute judgment for the fatherless and the widow. So regardless where we are, Lord God, we know you have taken care of us, Father God. Because you's a God that tell us the truth. You's not a man that you could lie to us. If you said it, Lord, we believe it, Father God. We believe it. Continue to bless this prayer line, Lord God. Continue to keep us in love more and more, Lord God, of your word. Help us to stand strong and stand in the gap for one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to your name, Father God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for each and every one that have already prayed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you this afternoon. Lord, we just want to say thank you right now, Father. We just want to thank you, God, for you, how you breathe on us, how you gave us the breath of life to move in and to do the things that we have to do, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the love that you show us, Lord God, how you just showed the love, how you just woke us up this morning to a brand new day that we never seen before. We thank you, Lord God, for our life, help, and strength, Lord God, the strength that you give us to raise up out of the bed and being able to walk, that no one had to come and put on our clothes or had to bathe us this morning. We was able to do it ourselves through you, Lord, helping us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, because it's all about you, Lord God. It is nothing that I can do, but it's all that I can do through you, Lord God. So, God, I thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for delivering me from different things, Lord God, and yet being delivered from different things. Thank you for the change of heart and the change of mind, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being that friend that stick it closer than a brother, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for showing compassion on us, Lord God, when we seem to don't know that someone's there, that realize, Lord God, that you said in your word you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. How you yet show compassion on us each and every minute and every hour. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your protection, for how you protect us when we traveling and when we go in and out of different stores and different places. You are right there, Lord God. Thank you for knowing that in our mind, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that lead us and guide us and direct us in the way that you have us to go, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for your healing power tonight, God, because you said you sent your healing power, Lord God. You said that you sent your word, God, to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. So, God, I thank you for the healing power tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for salvation on tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for knowing that if we didn't have salvation, we would be out just running from one place to the other. But thank you for that salvation that you sent for us, Lord God, that we could be changed through by your word, Lord God. Thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the water that you've given us, Lord God, the water that you give us to drink, the water that you give us to bathe in, that someone don't even have that clean water or like they desire to have, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for it, Father. Even thank you, Lord God, for the wind that blows, God, how you can just sit somewhere and how you can just see how the wind is blowing, knowing that no man is doing this, knowing that they can't get the credit for it because you are the one is blowing the wind on the earth and doing these things. Thank you, Lord God, for knowing that, Lord God. Oh, Father God, thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for your sun that shines on the earth and that warms the earth. And then you breathe on it and then bring the cool wind. Thank you, God. Thank you so much, God, for that. Thank you for the moon that shines the light at night, that we need light at nighttime. Thank you, Lord God, for your stars that shine, Lord God. Those are some of the precious things that sometimes we just look over that you have already done in the beginning of the world. God, I thank you tonight, Lord God. I thank you so much for all what you are doing for your people, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I pray, Lord God, for those that don't know the way, God, that those don't seem to know which way to go. Look on those that's in the nursing home tonight, God. God, I pray that you'll bless them, Lord God, that you will send for total, complete healing in the liver and people's lives, Lord God, that you will touch that man or that woman that had been laying there for a long time, Lord God, that had not even been able to speak, Lord God, but they're still here. Lord God, look on them, God, and continue to breathe on them more, God. Continue to breathe on them so they can be able, Lord God, one day they will raise up out of that bed and they will be able to stand up and be able to tell somebody the things that they were, even though while they were laying in that bed, that you were doing a work in them. You were doing some work in them while they were laying there. Father God, I know you can do it, Lord. I know there ain't nothing too hard that you can't do. I pray, Lord God, for those that goes into to the jail at times, Lord God. Some are in jail for one reason, and some are in jail for other. But God, you're able, Lord God, to do it, Lord. You're able to turn these things around for people, Lord, some of those that's in jail for wrong reason, Lord God. Father God, I know you've done it for Paul and Silas when they was in jail. And God, I know you can do it for other ones, God, if they just had the mind to realize, God, that if they would just trust you and lean not to their own understanding and all their ways of knowledge, you would be able to turn some things around for your people, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to realize, God, the answer is in you today. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to go, Lord God. I pray, Lord, for those that's in hospital, those that's in the hospital tonight, for so many different reasons. There's people in hospital. There's some in hospital for one thing. There's some in hospital for other. but you know all about their situation. You know how to change it. You know how to work it out. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for people everywhere, God. People are sick, but we know, God, you know how to heal and you know how to raise them up in the name of Jesus, God, because your word says so. Your word tells us. You say, you said that we will lift our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help, and knowing that all our help come from you on today. God, I pray, Lord God, for famines everywhere, Lord God. I pray for the youth tonight, the young people. Look on the young people, Lord God. Look on them, God, and make a change in their life, Lord God. And God, touch them, God. So many are going through different situations. So many, Lord, need someone to talk to, and sometimes they can't go, sometimes they can't even go to their prince to talk to their prince about situations. Sometimes things go wrong, and that's the prince, but sometimes they just be hurting where they just need to just talk to somebody and just want that person just listen, not to say nothing, just listen to what they have to say, because they're pouring their hearts out to people that they want to be, they want to change, they want things different, and they don't know who to talk to sometimes, because sometimes we down them out. We say things before they even get the word out of their mouth, what they want to say, and we just down them out. So God, help us to learn how to just hold our peace just a little bit and let them say what they have to say, and then we open up our mouth and get to say the things that we need to say to maybe encourage them, or maybe to let them know if they're going wrong, or if they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing, or whatever it might be, God. You know how to deal with our mouths, like our sister was saying last night. It's our mouth, or either it's our eyes, or is it our ears? Whatever it is that we're not doing right, God, help us to examine ourselves, that we can be able to get these things right, so we can be able to help somebody in the name of Jesus. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will look down on them everywhere, Lord God. And God, we pray for the little ones, God. We pray for the little small babies that as they walk and go to school, God, and they have to wear these little masks on their face, God. Oh, God, I was looking at where they was wearing the mask, and they didn't have the mask up on their face like they should. And God, I pray for the teachers. I know that they have a lot that they have to go through as teaching the children. But God, help them, like when they see the little babies, the little kids, and they don't have that mask on their face right. And I know there's a lot of kids, but God, help them to put it on their face right, so they'll be protected from this COVID out here in the name of Jesus. So God, we pray, Lord, for the world as a whole, God. We pray, because we living in the day and time there's so much going on, and we seem don't even want to care about nobody but ourselves at times. So God, help us to get our mind off of self, and if we can get our mind off of ourselves, we can help somebody. We can be able to do some things a little better. But we walk around with our head up and don't think about nobody but self. So God, I pray in the name of Jesus that people will realize that somebody else needs some help somewhere in the name of Jesus. If there ain't nothing but an encouraging word to let them know that God is able to see you through the situation that you might be going through in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, Lord God, for those that's going through the stress, going through suicide, or is they lonely or depressed, and maybe going through some problems in their marriage, or maybe going through some worry problems, or brokenhearted, or they may be just in trouble, or they may be homeless, or they may be sick in their body, pain and disease, whatever it might be. God, in the name of Jesus, you know all about it. You know how to fix it, and you know how to work it out. God, I just want to say thank you tonight, and I pray for each and every one everywhere, God, down through the years, God, where people have went through some things, and we don't want to go back. We want to forget those things which are behind us, and we want to reach for those things which are before us. So, God, I pray for the world as a whole, God, that we would learn how to just want to love one another, treat one another the way that God wants us to treat one another. And stop being so selfish about different things in the name of Jesus. God, I pray in your name, Lord God, that you will open up our blinded eyes the more. Open up our ears and open up. Help us to open up our mouth in the right way and do what we know that is right in the way that you want us to do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, because your word says, come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, God, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch minds of people, Lord God, and let them realize, God, that all they need to do is just come to you, and you would no-wise cast them away. You would no-wise turn them away. If they just call on the name of Jesus, you are able to change them. You're able to set them free in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just want to say thank you, Lord, and I pray, Lord God, for each and every one that's going through different problems in their life right now. I pray, Lord God, for our Pastor Hubbard on the line. Thank God for her as being on the line, Lord God, how she's so faithful, how she's so lovely and always a praise. I don't care what time of day or night, she'll do it. And I thank God for a woman of God like this. I pray, Lord God, for all the prayer warriors, the brother Black and Mother Alexander and Pastor Stills and Sister Willard. I thank God and Prophet Bird, God, I pray for all of you in the name of Jesus. Even the ones that's listening on the prayer line, my niece, Rachel and Brenna, I pray for them all, God, in the name of Jesus. God, keep us all together. Help us to love one another. Help us to help one another as we walk this journey, as we go through this new year. When I thought about the new year, it says new year means a change. It means a new attitude. It means different than what we did on last year. So, God, I pray, God, that we all can come up to be what you want us to be, not what we want to be, but what you have us to be in these last and even days. I thank you, God, because you're so good. You sent your son Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that we all be saved. Thank you, Lord, because you said also in your word, God, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who could be against us? God, I thank you on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I come before your presence. I thank you so much for being the true and living God, the El Shaddai, our all-sufficient one. I thank you so much, Heavenly Father. Glory be to God. I worship you this evening. I thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of the Father, even making intercession for us and hearing our prayer requests. Glory be to God. Thank you for, Lord God, the sincere, heartfelt prayers that have been lifted up to you. And I know that you heard every word, hallelujah. And God, I touch and agree. Glory be to God, hallelujah, that whatever we ask here on earth, Lord God, touching and agreeing, Lord God, you hear that request in heaven. And God, you release, hallelujah, give a rapid release of the answers in Christ Jesus' name. So I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you care so much about us. I thank you that you gaze upon us intently with love, Lord God, with so much compassion, Lord God. As I heard in one message, the compassion that moves you to act on our behalf. So I appreciate you, El Shaddai. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You are the all-sufficient one. You supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. You give us strength when we are weak. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you have already, yes, supplied us with that which pertains to life and godliness. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. According to Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, hallelujah. Jesus has already bore our sickness, carried our diseases or pain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus was bruised for our iniquities. Hallelujah. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we're already healed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the sword of the Spirit, your word, hallelujah, that goes forward, hallelujah. And we send it forward, Lord God, even as you send out your word, and you teach us in Isaiah 55, verse 11, how when you send your word out, it shall not come back void, but it will accomplish what you send it out to do. And as your, hallelujah, children, your heirs, hallelujah, joint heirs with Christ, your authorized agents in the earth, hallelujah, we send forth the sword of the Spirit, your word, which is anointed, hallelujah, glory be to God, to set free, save, heal, and deliver, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. There are some benefits that we receive, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, when we become children of God, when we confess Jesus as Lord. Hallelujah. When we develop relationship with you, Father, hallelujah, realize that you are the I am that I am. Hallelujah. You don't change. You're immutable. Glory be to God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your word is going to stand when heaven and earth pass away. Your word is yet going to stand. Glory be to God. And thank you, Lord God, that you teach us to let the word of God dwell on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And then you said in your word, praise God, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. Father, forgive us for sometimes being tricked into not believing just what you say. Have mercy upon us, Lord God, if we have not, Lord God, believed your word and get in agreement with your word. Yes, sir, I'm in agreement with your word. If Jesus said, I came that you might have life, life more abundantly, life to the full, then I'm in agreement with your word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 1 Peter 2:24, if he said, with his stripes that I'm healed, I'm in agreement with your word. Hallelujah. And therefore, I make the affirmation, praise God, prayer, hallelujah, that says, Jesus, hallelujah, you're the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me. Hallelujah, because of your word, glory be to God. I'm forgiven for, and I'm free from sin and guilt, glory be to God. I'm dead to sin and alive to your righteousness, Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. And because, Lord Jesus, you bore our sins on the tree, therefore we are dead to sin and alive to God, hallelujah. And with your stripes, hallelujah, we are healed and made whole, glory be to God. Glory be to God. You bore our sickness and carried our pain. Therefore, we don't give place. Glory be to God. When the symptoms come up, we take authority over it and say, get back to where you come from in Christ Jesus' name because you're already under the blood. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. According to the word of God, hallelujah, with your stripes we are healed. We're healed and made whole. That's what it says in 1 Peter 2:24. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And if you, Lord Jesus, have, hallelujah, bore our sickness and carried our pain, why should we give place to that in the name of Jesus? So I touch and agree with my brother and sisters, praise God, that, Lord God, you've already done it. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. I ask you, Lord God, hallelujah, in this 2022, Lord God, that we reset. We reset our minds, hallelujah, to decide to be what you said in your word, to be transformed by renewing our mind. Renew our mind with what? With the word of God, hallelujah. If you said, hallelujah, Mark 9:23, hallelujah, all things are possible, for with God all things are possible. And you said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Mark 9:23, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God. And I believe if it's in your word, hallelujah, it's your will for our life, because the word of God, hallelujah, glory be to God, you give us instructions, hallelujah, of how to obtain, how to possess, that belong to us as children of God. Have mercy and forgive us, Lord God, because, Lord God, sometimes we were deceived and distracted from trusting your word. Forgive us, Father God. Help us, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to reset our minds and say, you know what, God, I'm in agreement with you. Because if you created the heavens and the earth, hallelujah, you spoke your word. Let there be light, and we are still getting the light based on what you said. Your word has not changed. It's still in operation. And I thank you for the message you gave me as I was walking, praise God, this past week. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Get the word of God down on the inside. And once you get the word of God, this is for people who have relationship with the Lord. Let me set that straight. Praise God. Once you get the word of God down on the inside, allow God's word to do the work. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because your word, glory be to God. The Bible says in the beginning was the word was with you, and the word was God. And that word became flesh, Jesus. Thank you for your presence living in us. Glory be to God. So when things come against us, and sometimes we don't know things are coming against us, but it's got to come against that word. And the last time I checked, when heaven and earth pass, your word is still going to stand. So thank you, Father God. Forgive us in time past, Lord God, when we were distracted or we were deceived into thinking, oh, that's just too hard for you, Father. That's too big. There's nothing too hard for you. Glory be to God. We have to get to a place where we realize, hallelujah, yes, in life there are challenges. If you are on this earth, glory be to God, and you're living, praise God, hallelujah, because of the fall in the garden, praise God, Lord God, there's going to be challenges in this life, but we have victory already. Hallelujah, I believe that's in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. Jesus, you have gotten us the victory. And therefore, hallelujah, as the songwriter said, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, hallelujah, we can walk in that victory, for you have already made us more than overcomers because we've chosen you, Father. And, Lord God, I choose you every day. I choose you, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God. I thank you that you've spoken in my ears and said you will perfect that which concerns me. I thank you, Lord God, you said if I train up the children in the way they should go when they're young, when they get old, they will not depart from it. So let us, as parents, train up our children to know who God is, to develop relationship with you, Father, in Christ Jesus' name, to let, hallelujah, them know that even sometimes when they have fallen by the wayside, they don't have to stay down. They can get up and shake themselves when they come to themselves and come back to Jesus. Repent in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Have mercy on our souls. Forgive us, Lord God. I pray that you would please, sir, have mercy on mankind everywhere. And forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for our sins. Forgive us for our shortcomings, Lord God. Forgive us for our behavior and our unkindness to one another. Forgive us. Have mercy on our souls. And I pray for our earth, Lord God. We've had a number of earthquakes here in South Carolina. I pray, Lord God, you're letting us know, Lord God, that the earth is even sick. I pray that you heal the earth, heal our land. Forgive our sins in the name of Jesus. Set us back on the road called straight, Lord God, that leads to life with you. And realize, help us to realize that there's a day coming, hallelujah, where, hallelujah, the Son of God, our Savior, hallelujah, our soon-coming King, he's coming. Glory be to God. And we know that he's going to do the separating. Glory be to God. He's going to separate the sheep from the goat. So we don't need to fight with people about what their choices are. We need to pray that they will come out of darkness and come to the light. And we pray that the sword of the Spirit will go forth to break and destroy the yoke of every bondage that's trying to keep them from your divine will, Father. The bondage of sin, the bondage of sickness and disease, the bondage of strongholds and addictions. At the name of Jesus, we pray that the sword of the Spirit go forth and set people free, Lord God. Bring them out of darkness of any kind. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray against Lord God, the terrorism in the name of Jesus, those that sit up at night devising plans and schemes and plots of how they're going to, Lord God, hoodwink people in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that they'll turn before it's too late. Pray if they are set on evil and set to do wrong, we pray that the police hurry up and catch them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because if they don't have no plans to repent, maybe when they're sitting in jail, they'll decide to repent in the name of Jesus and surrender to Christ. God, have mercy upon mankind everywhere. Lord God, we need you, Lord God, in this hour. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I know that that day is coming where you're going to wipe out all of this pestilence, all of this sickness, all of this disease. Hallelujah. And I know that that day don't have to be when Christ comes, glory be to God. I know when we praise God and get to be with you forever, there's not going to be any sickness or disease or pestilence or any of that, Lord God. But I thank you, Lord God, that we proclaim and declare and decree, glory be to God, that this cancer is a thing of the past. These diseases, Lord God, that's plaguing people, that's already under the blood, that Jesus has already took to the cross with him. Glory be to God. I pray, Lord God, that you're manifested in the earth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I bind up, Lord God, generational curses. Lord God, I speak that they shall no longer plague people, Lord God, and cause them to be tangled up, tied up in the situations and bound by addictions and strongholds. We plead the blood of Jesus against it. In Christ Jesus' name, Lord, have mercy on our souls and help us. I pray, Lord God, now in the name of Jesus for those that are lost everywhere. I pray that people will come out of darkness. I do pray, Lord God, for laborers. You said the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. So I pray for laborers of the harvest, Father. I pray, Lord God, that when you put someone in our path, that the Holy Ghost will let us know that's the person that you can tell about Jesus. You can let them know that they don't have to stay in the situation that they're in, that God loves them and that God wants them to surrender to him and their life. They may not live in a mansion, but it'll be so much better with God on their side. Glory be to God. Father, we lift up our leaders right now. We pray, Lord God, that they will live quiet and peaceful lives and they will seek ways to improve situations, not just for one people, but all people in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for our military that they be safe, Lord God, that you cover them, that you, Lord God, save them in the name of Jesus. Protect them, Lord God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Help us to keep a strong military, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we need a fighting force, Lord God, on our side. And I thank you that you've got a military, hallelujah, that's on our side that eyes cannot see. And it's more of them that's on our side than those that are against us in Jesus' name. Because you said, hallelujah, with you on our side, you're more than the world against us. Glory be to God. I pray for, Lord God, the leaders in the body of Christ. Lord God, I pray for your servants because many, Lord God, have, Lord God, pressed their way and open up the doors of the church and try to steal, Lord God, continue to do the will of God. We pray for them. We pray, oh, Lord God, that they will seek the Holy Ghost more so this year than ever before. And we pray, Lord God, that I know some of them have a curriculum that they go by because they're in these organizations, but I pray that the Holy Ghost get a hold of them. And, Lord God, let your Holy Spirit begin to speak what you say so that they can preach the message and cause others to adhere to the word of God and say, God, I need you. Forgive me for my sins. I pray, oh, Lord God, that you help those that are hurting this evening, those that are in pain, those that have been suffering for so long a time. I pray that soon that would be a thing of the past because you will deliver them. I pray for their deliverance. I pray, oh, Lord God, that those who many have been mistreated, some maybe in hospitals, some in nursing homes, some in psychiatric center. People are just giving people medication just to keep them quiet. God, help people to realize that, you know what, one day you may get sick and you want to be treated right. Help people, Lord God, to think before they act and help them to have, Lord God, some kindness if they're in these positions. Help them, Lord God, to have a strong will to want to do what's best for people, not to do whatever they want. And, Father, I ask you to strengthen these in healthcare and medical fields because, Lord God, they've been working overtime. And I pray that you give them double for all of their trouble, but strengthen them, to help those that need help in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for those that are struggling in marriages tonight, Lord God. And I pray especially for those who call themselves to be children of God, and they can't reconcile, but they are fighting, Lord God. And I pray that people will learn that it's not the flesh and blood that they wrestle against. It's a spirit out there, Lord God, that's trying to separate what you call is good. I pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, in situations of bondage, Lord God, hallelujah, don't even realize it. They have believed a lie. I pray that you, Lord God, bring those that have been living in darkness, bring them to your light, your truth to them, and let them know if you, Lord God, created them as a woman, you didn't make them no mistake. You made them exactly who you intended for them to be. But people have gotten in their minds and deceived them, believing that they can turn into a just about a sheep, whatever. Lord God, have mercy, Lord God, and I pray that you deliver people from this kind of thinking in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, help us to show that agape love of God, to live a life, hallelujah, of light and salt in this earth, so much so that people will say, I need to get myself together and do what's right. Have mercy on our souls. Help us not to be hateful, but to be loving in Christ Jesus' name. Father, I thank you so much. I pray for each one of our families that's represented on this line. I pray for our children, Lord God, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I pray for our neighbors. I pray for our friends, their families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon mankind everywhere. Deliver us from all evil. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you are our good shepherd. Hallelujah. And we shall not want for any good or beneficial thing. I thank you that all of our needs are met. Yes, they are. Hallelujah. Because when you have Jesus on your side, and if you are standing in need of something, God is going to meet that need, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus' name. Father, I thank you so much. I pray blessings upon, hallelujah, Minister BJ, Lord God. She press her way, hallelujah, strengthen her, Lord God, meet her need, hallelujah, and strengthen her family, Lord God. Meet their need in the name of Jesus. God, there's some needs, Lord God, of these members on the body and the body of Christ. I pray, God, that you're meeted in the name of Jesus. And help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to seek you. I pray for the fullness of your Holy Spirit. Rest, rule, and abide with us. Govern us, hallelujah. I pray that we are governed according to your Holy Spirit. Help us to have an ear to hear from you and to obey you in Christ Jesus' name. Father, I honor you. Jesus, I love you. Father God, I love you. I thank you that you are for us, that you love us. And you're looking at us, and you are well pleased. So thank you, Heavenly Father. I love you so much. I bless you. Thank you, Lord God, that you hear the cry. We bind up any opposition, any, Lord God, things that are trying to come against these prayers from reaching you. We thank you that the prayers are heard. Hallelujah. We thank you that the answers are being released in Christ Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You said whatsoever we say, we can have what we say, according to Mark. Hallelujah, 11:22-24. Glory to your name. Thank you, Father. I love you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith. And I thank you that it is so and it is done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do come, Lord God, recognizing that you are God and besides you there is no other. Father, we lift you up and we praise your name. You're the gift that keeps on giving. Father, we love you and we praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory, Lord. Everything that we can say, every blessing we can name, you deserve it all and more because of you sent your darling son to die on Calvary that all of us might have a right to the tree of life, Lord. And we do honor you. Ah, hallelujah. We honor you tonight, Lord. We praise you. We give you glory, Father. We lift your name on high. Father, we thank you for this beautiful season that you've allowed us to come through into a new year, Lord. But you gave us a gift. The Bible says it's an indescribable gift, the gift of your Son, Jesus, Father. And if we but listen and read your word, Father, we'll be blessed thereof. You say the joy of the Lord is our strength, Lord. And, Father, we come leaning and depending on you. Father, we do thank you and we give you honor. We praise you for these great anointed prayer warriors that is on the Sinai, Father, and this woman of God who choose to be in place all the time, willing and able to lift up your name in prayer. Because you did say, Father God, that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. The prayers of the righteous people mean a lot. And, Father, we've seen so many miracles and things happen on this prayer line just because people were willing to come and to pray. Lord, we love you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We ask, Father God, that you forgive us for all of our sins, things we did that we knew were wrong and things that we didn't know that were wrong. One of the warriors that was praying tonight said, Lord, help us not to be selfish in our dealings. And, Father, I pray that same prayer. Let me be an instrument of your peace, Lord, that we would show others, that we would not seek so much to be loved as to love, and that we don't look to be consoled as much as we should be trying to console others, because we know the love of God lives in us and abides in us. And, Father, we just praise you. We give you honor. We thank you. And, Father, we know that because we're praying that you're going to send this deadly pandemic back away from this land, Father. You're going to send it out of the world back from which it came, from the pits of hell. Lord God, we're waiting and we'll keep praying and asking you because we know you're going to do it. And, Father, we know that everybody is going to know it was you because nobody else could do it like this but you. And, but Father, until that time, we ask that you give us patience and endurance that we'll be able to hold up and not let the cares of this world and all of the plagues and what's going on tear us down and make us lose our faith, Father. We thank you, Lord. We come against people that are oppressed, depressed, pressed down in any way, Father, that you would let them know that you are a God that can do all things. You can raise them up, Father, to the standard of which you want them to be. Oh, Lord, I've seen you. Hallelujah. I've seen you do so many mighty works, Father, in others' lives and even in mine, Lord. I've seen how you do and you say, Father, if we follow your word, listen to what your words say. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, Lord God. Oh, if we just love you with our whole heart and don't lean to our own understanding. As the prophetess was talking last night, where we get to leaning to our own understanding and not acknowledging God, then that's when we get in trouble. Father, teach us. Teach us even how to pray, Lord. And what we pray, Lord God, we come against people that are out in the streets in this cold weather. In some place I heard tonight that it was 32 degrees below freezing, and people are in the streets not having any shelter. I know where to go, Father. We ask that you open up doors, that those that want to come in will be able to come in. Just like you stand, Father, at the door and you say you knock. If any man hear your voice and they will open the door, you will come in and sup with them. Father, we thank you for your grace. You're such a kind, loving Father. And we do give you honor and praises, Father. We pray for all diseases, people with all kind of diseases. One that I like to mention, sickle cell disease, Lord, that says the forgotten disease, but it's alive and well in this country, Father. And all kidney, Lord, they didn't mention glaucoma tonight. We thank you for that. Any eye problems, all those, anything that's standing in the way of a person's healing and blessing. And you said that we could walk in divine health. And, Father, we ask that everybody on this line, everybody affiliated with this ministry would walk in divine health, Lord, and we'll be able to hold on to your word, because your word said you sent your word and healed us, past it, healed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your mighty working power. Thank you for your Holy Ghost, Father, that lives and abides. You are God, Lord, Emmanuel, God with us. And, Father, we're not going through these things alone. The three Hebrew children were in the fiery furnace, and the king came and looked in the furnace, and he said, did not we put in three? Behold, I see four walking around in the fire, and the fourth one looks like the Son of God, telling us we're not in this fire, we're not in our troubles alone. God is with us, and he'll bring us out victorious if we only have faith and believe, Lord. Help us, Father, to hold on to your word no matter how and how our life turns and gets about, because living or dead, hallelujah, hallelujah, we belong to you. Thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift that you've given unto us, Father. Help us, Lord, to spread your word and to lift your name up wherever we go, Father, on a daily basis. I pray that I would be a blessing to somebody and somebody be a blessing to me, Lord, that we'd be able to say, for God I live and for God I die. I see the situation, but I know the situation solver. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise your name. Thank you, Lord God. And, Father, as we come to the end of this prayer, Father, we ask that you expose liars and lies all over this country, Father. We know that a whole lot of things are going on undercover, and all this systemic racism and all this gender bias and all of these things, Father, that we are not accustomed to, that has come back and rose up even mightier than it was in the beginning, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the influence of godly men and women, pastors and teachers and prophetess and prophets all over the land and country that are speaking from the word of God, not from their own mind or their own flesh. Father, we thank you and we ask you to give them all the fivefold ministry. Give them strength, Lord, that they'll be able to lead people in the right direction, Father. Because you say, woe to the shepherds that scatters the flock. Father, help us to hold on to your word and to realize that we're never alone. You promise never to leave us. And hallelujah, hallelujah. When you went back to the Father, you said, I will not leave you as orphans. I won't leave you comfortless. You sent the Holy Ghost to live within us and to be our guides. Father, make us the most sensitive of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that when he speaks to us, even as a whisper, we'll be able to hear him, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us to continue to pray for one another, Father, for abused people all over this land and country, whether it be children, the elderly, whoever it is, Lord. We ask, God, that you expose that thing. Let this come to the light, that somebody will be able to help. Father, don't let them keep on being abused over and over and over again, Father. We pray, Lord God, for your mighty hand of protection over our nation and the world, Father. The whole world needs you. Those that don't even know you in the war-torn countries and in the back villages, hallelujah, of Africa and all that have never heard of you, Lord, that your word spread, Father, that we'll be able, Father, to come together in glory everlasting, Father. You say you don't know any certain, you came to whosoever, in everybody that would be saved, that confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, can be saved. Father, we love you. We praise you. We lift your name on high. We give you glory. We honor you, Lord. And we ask these blessings. Oh, yes, Lord, in the powerful and mighty name of Jesus. And I say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
To God be the glory. God, I just want to praise and thank you for such an anointing. Oh, they pray sincerely out of their heart.
every time they come before the Lord, but it's something in the shift tonight of those things that you had everybody to cover. So, God, we just thank you and we give you glory. And thanking you, glory to God, that you are moving in a miraculous way, glory to God, in our lives, in our prayer lives, as we seek you and the miracles and the very things that are going to be unfolding already working in this year as it unfolds. So I ask you to bless them, each one of them, in a special way as they continue to allow you to shift them into new dimensions on the behalf of your people. And God, I glorify you for it. In Jesus' name, we bless you and honor you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless God. The healing, the deliverance, the encouragement, the enlightenment, the glory to God, the wisdom and the things that you're going to deliver us out of to make us sharper, tools for your glory and vessels unto your honor. We thank you. Never let us think. Help us to never think more highly of ourselves. That's something, a condition we have to work at as we humble ourselves before you. God, I bless you. Praise the Lord. As the lines are open now for prayer, we thank the Lord. Glory to God. As again, glory to God for those that have already prayed. Thank the Lord. I thought I saw Evangelist, praise the Lord, Evangelist, she may have left off the line already, but thank God for our sister. Oh, yeah, she dropped. No, she didn't. That was Pastor Bird drop. She may have came back on. But I thank God. What were they called for? None other than Elder Evangelist Noel on, praise God, Pastor's sister-in-law and her brother that gone on to glory. We just still continuously praying, as we were praying earlier for them, praying God's blessing and strength to all of them and for a heart desire to still yet be connected on the line tonight, even for prayer, for strength and encouragement. Praise God. Sister Noel, you have anything you would like to have a prayer request for, or you doing okay?
Yes, I'm doing fine. Just keep the family lifted up in prayer.
Yeah, we certainly will. Father, we do honor you tonight, and thank you for her being there. Glory to God to be able to listen and hear and touch and agree with us. Prayer. Pray for Pastor Burton. Pray for Evangelist Noel. Pray for the whole family. Pray for all of them strengthening, even as those final things of the ceremony being done. God, we know they're going to need more prayer as the days and weeks and months to come. And God, we pray that the healing balm of the Lord Jesus Christ will bless them and strengthen them, that they will be able to continue to stand. Certainly, my dear, I'll call you in a minute. And thank God that you will be able to, you'll be able to stand. And they all, God, we just pray the comfort of the Holy Spirit will comfort those hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the word to help them to stand in Jesus' name. God, any others that are going through at this time for whatever type of grief and sorrow and pain and agony, or either whether it's from this time of family members being lost or friends, or whether they're going through any storms, God, touch, heal, and deliver in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And glory to God, we're going to continue to pray for Mother McCormick's sister as well, that's glory to God, that's going through the dementia and what's going on with her body. But I'm going to take the prayer requests now, anyone that have one.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Sister Hubbard. I'm just asking if you would just keep me in prayer on tomorrow as I go to the eye doctor. It is eye doctor, I guess, the surgery doctor, as I go there on tomorrow. And I know I got a letter. They say they probably just do a dilate your eyes. So I don't know what else they're going to do after them, but just keep me in prayer on that on tomorrow. I'll be meeting there at 2:30.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Can you
I was praying,
can
but
you
I don't
guys
think
together?
Somebody heard
for the mute. I'm sorry. I'm thanking the Lord for Mother McCormick. That the Lord bless as we pray, glory to God, in 2021, coming into 22, in agreement that glory to God, that is the Lord bless and heal and divinely touch her body. But God, we believe in that however you do, glory, that whatever you do, it's going to be for God's glory. And we thank you, Lord God, that it will not be no damage or no problems or nothing coming up against us. It'll be clear and sharp, glory to God, even as it was before. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus, continue to encourage her. And God, we bind up anything that would try to bring agitation, God, because we know, glory to God, that she knows the word and we stand in agreement, but we know the thief, and you said you're not having us ignorant of it. So we thank you, God, the doctors, and there won't be no misdiagnosis on her in Jesus' name. Amen. And as we touch and agree for her sister, glory to God, we pray for divine healing and touch and strength. As Pastor prayed last night, bless the Lord. We bind up any interference and laughing and talking on the phone when prayer's going on. But we thank God for agreement, glory to God, that we will be on one accord and standing on the promises of the Lord of what his word says. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Praise God.
Yes. Hello, Mother.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, this is Olga. I just thank God for having me, and just through you, he has made me have this year again. And I thank God because all the prayer needs that I ask, through you, he answers.
Praise God.
Thank you very much.
Thank God for
thank
the prayer warriors.
Thank you very much. My granddaughter is back to school, and that teacher has been written off.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh. Yeah, because they remember the teacher was sending my daughter away that she has demons. But the doctor said she has nothing. They talked to the counselor. She had nothing. It was just the teacher.
God
so
is
she
awesome.
Is back to the school. Yeah, thank you very much. And I have a friend in Maryland. She comes from south there, but they migrated to Maryland here. Her name is Beverly Thomas. She has a daughter, has a problem. The daughter's name is Kemi. She just left school from in grade 2 and became, the head is not good. She doesn't
okay.
want to see anybody. She's just wild fighting. They take her to the hospital. The doctor say, we don't see anything. They take her back to the house. So my friend asked me, please, please let your friend pray for Kemi so that she can cool down and you know what I mean. He's like, the head is not working well.
Okay.
Whatever the attack is, we're going to come against that spirit that's attacking her and trying to keep her from what God said. We thank God for that miracle. God has already blessed and rectified the situation and God's vengeance. And God vindicated you for the granddaughter. So, Mother, will let take this prayer request for Mother Elsa
and
for Kemi.
And this, my niece Rebecca. Remember, I told you to be praying for her.
Yes.
She, pray for her to come back. She's still trying to hide in drugs. She needs to go back to school. She's just 21, and. Somebody lied to her to marry her. She came, they stayed in South Carolina there. I don't know what happened. Left her with her dog, the baby. Now she's just helpless. She's working
okay,
the
she
job.
Won't get
she's
married,
working.
But...
I don't like it. She's working in the nightclub. A child like that to work in the nightclub is not good. And she was a church girl. She had... finished everything. I don't know. The Lord, they will just change her. Her name is Rebecca.
Okay. Okay, Mother Willette.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you see the situation concerning the prayer request from Miss Ulcer. We pray, O Lord God. Hallelujah. That you desire that people are delivered and completely come out of every addiction, every, Lord God, stronghold, every, Lord God, thing that the enemy is trying to come against them with. And we thank you, Lord God, that there's nothing too hard for you. We pray the prayer of faith in the name of Jesus, and we lift up, hallelujah, the situations, Lord God, regarding, praise God, Ulsa's friend, Beverly Thomas, who has a daughter. Her name is Kenny. And we pray, Lord God, for Kenny right now. We pray the sword of the Spirit with your anointing, which is your word of God, will go forth. Go, Lord God, touch Kenny from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. We pray, oh God, any unruly spirit that may be attached to her, Lord God, we pray the sword of the Spirit will annihilate, consume, and destroy, and we command that spirit to be cast as far from her, Lord God, out to the utter dry places, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And whatever door he came in through, we pray, Father, that you close that door like you closed the ark in the name of Jesus. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus for Kenny's mind. Lord God, we thank you that, Lord God, you've not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And we pray, oh, Lord God, that mind, we pray that Kenny, Lord God, has accepted Christ as a personal Savior. And if somehow the enemy has come in and deceived her, we plead the blood of Jesus against every bit of deception this evening. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, that the sword of the Spirit will release her from any unhealthy thinking. We cast down, we praise you, Lord God, that your word taught us that we can take authority and we can, Lord God, lift up every unholy imagination and every bad thought, and we command those thoughts, Lord God, that are not of God to be cast down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we pray for Kenny's wholeness and soundness of mind. We pray for her salvation. We pray for her, Lord God, to reset her mind, to be retransformed by the renewing of her mind, Lord God, and the word of God, hallelujah, that she's heard as she was coming up. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, that the word of God will begin to do a new work on the inside of her, that good word of God, hallelujah, that anointed word, Lord God, and set her free, Lord God, set her free from every influence of the enemy. So we come against every mind disorder this evening in Christ Jesus' name. We come against bipolar, schizophrenic, whatever it is, Lord God, that's trying to keep her from being in the light. We pray, oh, God, for her divine deliverance in Christ Jesus' name. You said in John 16:23, praise God, hallelujah, and 24, whatsoever we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, you would give it to us so that our joy be full. We lift up Ulsa's niece, Lord God, Rebecca. We pray for her. Lord God, we pray that the sword of the Spirit go forth and deliver her from any strongholds or any addictions that may have been in her life, any distractions, Lord God. We pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, against everything the enemy is trying to do to keep this young lady captive. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we speak and declare and proclaim that she shall be set free. I pray for her soul, Lord God, to be surrendered to Christ. I pray, God, that you will manifest yourself to her just like you manifest yourself to Paul on the road to Damascus. We pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you manifest yourself and drive out everything that's not like you in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh, Lord God, that you give a good, sound mind, a mind to realize that, Lord God, when you are for her, you will give her a job that she, Lord God, can, Lord God, benefit from much better than being in a nightclub. God, we realize some people do what they need to do to try to make their ends meet, but God, I pray that she will turn to you in Christ Jesus' name. Deliver her in Christ Jesus' name. God, we pray the prayer of faith, and we thank you that we trust that you'll work this situation out for Ulsa's friend and family. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith, and we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Amen. Praise God for the power of prayer. Is there another prayer request?
Praise God.
Thank you.
We bless God for the power of his word and the prayers and effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. And we believe in God for a dynamic move that God manifests in the midst of us, because the power of the prayer, oh my God, you can feel it all through your spirit. Glory to God, how these women and men prayed tonight. So we're praying, God, continue to bless. Thank God for the powerful word of the prophet last night when odds are against you, and some of it came out. Glory to God in even the prayers tonight, the encouragement. And so if anyone want to hear it, that's on the line that hadn't heard it, go back to www.glorygod.blogtalkradio.com/divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. And you can go back and hear the word, the episode last night and any in time past. We will be hearing from our ministers, young people next, not next, on the second, fourth Sunday at 7 o'clock, Prophets of Noom, Evangelist Ely, Hubbard Ely, and then also Evangelist Prophetess Clifton, praise the Lord, Latasha. They will be bringing the word on the fourth Sunday. So encourage them and let us encourage our younger generation behind us and the ones behind them too. So we believe in God raising up generations that are going to be, and even some babes that are out there, 10, 12, and even whatever. God is blessing in such a powerful anointing in them, preaching and teaching the word of God, and so many more that we need to pray for, because the enemy is on a rampage. But we're going to keep standing and standing no matter what our ears hear. Still yet, God has a word that he said he's going to raise them up, and we're going to believe God for it. Pray that we can stay in the race and stay focused so we can be good leaders and examples and mentors. Praise the Lord. In the meantime, pray continuously for those that are hurting and going through right now and grieving, and strengthen them too as well. And praise God again for our apostle, and glory to God, Elder, glory to God, Noel that's on the phone, and everybody else that already gone through some of these and other things, because we know even in this life, glory to God, there will be things that we'll be challenged with. We got to hold on to God's unchanging hand, his word, and strengthen each other through prayers and keep celebrating who he is, because he never changes. We don't know what holds the future, but we know what the future holds, but we know who holds it. And that's who we're putting our faith and our trust in. Angels be encamped about you all. Continue to be blessed and encouraged throughout the week. Keep praying for one another. Keep us to keep lifting each other up and those things going on around us. And we walk in faith, not in fear, but we stand on the word of God. Keep us with ears open to hear the Spirit and not do nothing in compromise, because that word of God can put our blessings on hold or delays or cancellations. Let's strive with everything in us to walk in submission, obedience to the Lord, and hold on to the healing power in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Spiritual, natural, and physical. I do love you. I appreciate you. It's not just words out of the air. Thank God as we continue to be sacrificed to be on our post. And know God got a plan and increase is coming, spiritually, naturally, and physical. The blessing, in spite of what we already going through, keep our eyes looking to the hills of coming to our help and realize there is so much more to God than what we're seeing and going through right now. He has a plan, and it's good, not the evil, to bless us and to prosper us and give us a future. So we bless God for you and continue, glory to God, to know that we got an adversary to contend with and this flesh to bind up and to bring it under subjection. But we got a great God that's greater than all of those things. And we can just glory to God, keep the faith. Be encouraged, be blessed. Thank God for those testimonies too. Mother Elsa, we bless God for that too, that God's blessing. We keep looking forward to greater things yet to come. Praise the Lord. Sister Rachel, bless you. And all of you all, be blessed of the Lord. Keep us in prayer, and we're going to keep you all in prayer as well. Amen. Have a good night. Shalom, shalom.
Everybody.
Shalom. Love y'all.
You all pray to Mother Pastor Sims. I tell you, you've definitely been praying up a prayer tonight, because I'm telling you, usually don't have a woman a few words on the line when you do pray, but you prayed up something. Even though you pray with power, you prayed, glory to God. God's strengthening you, expecting you. Praise God.
Thank you.
Well, anyway, I love you all. Shalom. Have a blessed night, blessed week, blessed month. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.